Bonjour, je suis le grand musicien.
Je suis la jeune fille.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram, and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
any, go.
Yeah, if you're listening,
just cut
now,
what I said and put it on there. Method. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents' guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.
Wait, Kevin, I have a question for you. You say you're rushing from basketball, but you're wearing like a button-up shirt and a shirt underneath it.
What do you think I do? Just like get into the house and... like, I'm just wearing my sweaty clothes.
Yeah, I change out of my work clothes into something before I change into my pajamas. I wear three outfits on pod days. Even though isn't, like, much of one. I normally put on a different shirt or something that I don't want to look like a slob in. Obviously, Dennis doesn't do that.
What are you accusing me of here, exactly?
It sounds like you have to rush home to get on the podcast, but you have time to put on like a button-up shirt.
He's accusing you of perversion.
How long do you think that takes? As opposed to, okay, so this button-up shirt.
Your hair is not even sweaty.
Yeah. The button-up shirt takes 0.5 seconds. So what do you want me to put on, a hoodie?
No, I want you to be wearing like a gray sweatshirt that has big stains.
Yeah, why aren't you wearing a penny or a jersey?
All right, so I'll confess, I do shower and
yeah.
I also this time I had to fucking finish the last 30 minutes of Shogun, which I will tell you up front is just about the worst show to multitask while watching. Yeah.
Me and you were probably watching at the same time, Kevin.
Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Did they send me daughters when I asked for sons?
You always say that you have those shows about the background. That this is a perfect show for that. You just want to scroll on your phone, still follow the plot. Perfect show.
Yeah, this is great background noise. All right, so just if you haven't caught on, today we are talking about FX Network's Shogun. Also on Hulu. Shogun. I was telling somebody at basketball that I watched Shogun, and they were like, I started describing it, and they're like, oh, it's pronounced that way. Because he's like, I think he thought I was like talking about a Western, because you hear like Shogun. Yeah.
Showtime. Like that.
Yeah. Shogun is an American historical drama limited series created by Rachel Kondo and Justin Marks. Rachel Kondo? Is that a Japanese name?
It's like Marie Kondo, right? Isn't that
her name? Yeah, it is. Okay. All right. It is based on the 1975 novel of the same name, was previously adapted into a 1980 series, and yeah, it's on Hulu and FX. I think we're on episode 3 or 4 now, and we all watched episode 1.
You said it's a limited series. Does this mean it's just going to be – what does that mean?
It just means it's not going to go on indefinitely. Like, if it's successful, it'll give it the opportunity to, like, continue it, but they're going to end it with a clean break after season 1, just in case they don't pick it back up.
Okay, so it's not just going to be a 1 season and the entire story's been told? Potential to keep
No,
I doubt it. I mean,
they're not going to try to cram it up.
There's too much hype going on right now.
That was like the what was the HBO show with all those famous women? Big Little Lies, is that it?
Pretty Little
Women?
That
was a limited series.
Is that a thing?
What's the one with...
I'll give a better example. Mare of Easttown was also a limited series. So they're going to have a clean break. It will be a standalone good thing.
Okay. But they can keep going.
They can.
Got it.
If they want to.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Thank you for clarifying.
Well, you did a bad job, Dennis. Kevin did it very easily.
Do you know what show I'm talking about?
No, not really.
Reese Witherspoon?
No.
Okay.
It's hard to give a metaphor when he doesn't know the source.
I get frustrated at you guys. Like, you don't know the show? And I don't either.
I'm going to use this universal metaphor then.
That was a limited series, but they created like three more seasons because it made money.
How did this show get on your radar, Dennis?
I just saw a bunch of people on Twitter saying it's a great show, specifically after episode 2 came out, which I haven't watched. And that's what kind of made me want to watch it.
What kind of, like, who are these people? Just people that they're feeding into your algorithm or people that you follow?
I don't follow anyone. Yeah, it's algorithm. My Twitter is just all, like, movie stuff and Barstool Sports. That's about it.
When's the last time they showed you the Steadicam video from Rocky?
Oh, my God. I see that, like, once a week. And then I see this video, too. People were making fun of it the other week, too. It said, "This diner in 1960 still makes Coke the old-fashioned way."
I've seen that a lot of times, too. Some old guy's pumping in the flavoring into the sun and spitting it with a fucking spoon.
Yeah, put ice cream on top.
Oh, and how did the show get on your radar?
Dennis got it on my radar.
You never heard of it?
No, I'm shocked it had that much hype, too. After I watched it, it's like I couldn't avoid hearing about it, though.
Yeah, I don't know where I just was like, one day it just was all of a sudden in my like universe. Like I kept just seeing it everywhere, and it was just the show that everybody was talking about. So I don't know. I couldn't even point the source. It just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I feel like FX like has some good shows now. Fargo's on there.
Yeah,
probably
all those shows.
Yeah.
No, FX is great stuff. They always have. Which is so weird because it's all Disney. Like Disney owns FX, Hulu, all this, but like it's just weird because it's just so weird that Disney is putting out all this stuff. I don't know. Like Disney is the parent company of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's funny. I saw someone post that they got an advertisement where it said, "On Disney, because Disney now, if you have Disney Plus, you could technically watch Hulu movies through Disney. So it's like, on Disney, the movie, Poor Things." They're like, "Oh, what a perfect movie to watch with my kids when I get home."
I've been tempted to watch it since you guys talked about it.
Dude, I saw an ad for it when I was watching this on Hulu. And I'm like, man, I kind of like this movie. A week out, it's moved up my list.
Oh, no.
I think I like it.
Well, let's not dwell too much on Poor Things again.
It won.
I was going to say, did you guys enjoy the Oscars? What do you think?
Yeah.
I don't like pretending we're in that timeline. I just like to.
What timeline, Kevin? We just watched it.
It was amazing. I can't believe that guy showed his dick. It was nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Will Smith is at it again.
You talk about one. That was good.
Dennis, did you have a game for us?
Yeah, I did.
You did. Not anymore.
Do you think it would make sense to do it after we talk about the show?
No, we can do it now. I think it's a good start to just your knowledge on Asian culture and how well you know different Asian countries. Because I figure you guys didn't have a good history on Japanese history. So.
Japanese. It's Japanese, yeah, as they say in the show.
Getting it up right now. All right, so
Dennis is writing the game right now. We know how well he preps.
The game is being written.
He ran it through ChatGPT right now.
No, I got a video. It's just, let's get into it. We don't have to talk about my execution of it. Let's just play the game.
Okay.
All right. All right, so the game is I'm going to list some things, and they could be like food, a movie, an actor, or a piece of audio. And you have to tell, they're all Asian, and you have to tell me which Asian country it is.
This will go over well. We're all white guys. We got this.
Yeah, this is going to be great.
Okay. All right, I'm going to start with an easy one. The food kimchi.
It's Korean.
No clue.
Owen's got it, Korea.
What kind of points does he get?
30 shoguns.
Why 30?
Yeah, why do I only get 30? It's such low points.
I don't know. 50, okay? 50.
No, 100. It's 100. Oh, 100. It's always been 100.
Is that what it is?
From 100 guys.
Yeah, it's always 100.
Okay. All right, now listen to this audio, and you got to tell me what.
Oh, boy.
You have to tell me what country is this from.
B 支店の従業員のアンケート結果を表しているグラフはどれですか?
Alright, what do you think?
Not Japan.
Here, and I'll play you another one, too, so you can just hear the difference.
Just hear the male voice.
There's no male. What do you mean the male voice? Another country.
Oh, what? So we get two
different...
Oh, yeah. Wait, a lot of...
why are you playing two different countries? Okay. Are we supposed to guess one?
Oh, and you can't hear the nuances there? Oh, my God. This is so crystal clear now.
So you can know the difference.
Give me the first one again.
Oh, that's...
Give me the first one again, the original one.
I actually... Not only do I know the country, I can actually understand...
what she's saying.
What she's saying, yeah.
All right, ready?
B 支店の従業員のアンケート結果を表しているグラフはどれですか?
All right, that's country one. And this is country two.
卷調查的结果。哪一幅图代表 B 分行的职员呢?
All right, so country one, what do you think it is?
China.
Kevin?
I'm trying to think what countries are in Asia. Taiwanese.
Wrong on both.
The second one is Japan.
Owen's very close. He has them swapped.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
They sounded identical to me.
I think it's hard because it's the same woman, like, speaking all of them.
Right. Like, you think Japan, it's such a hard, like, you know?
Yeah.
Where did you pull that clip from?
YouTube.
Let's see her. What's she look like?
What is it a clip of? Like, what is she saying?
It's just...
If you guys were to see that.
Yeah, not a map of flag.
What is she saying?
Huh?
What is she talking about?
I have no clue. It doesn't say. I just said different Asian languages.
Oh, so it's just like a generic example of different Asian languages?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd be curious to hear what she's saying.
Okay. I got a few more questions because this I don't want to make this boring. The film... Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Which country is that based?
Korea again.
North Korea. Siberian Tiger.
Can't base a film in North Korea.
You guys are both wrong. China.
Fuck.
Okay.
Have you guys ever seen a Siberian Tiger? Not in real life, obviously, but a video of one. It's kind of crazy seeing this bright orange tiger in the middle of a like a snowy forest. I think you need to look into something that's like high def. Pull it up. Pull it up, Dennis. This is better than your game.
I just love that you asked us if we've seen one, and then you kind of go, a video one. Like, because I'm like, whoa, you saw one? It sounds amazing.
It's weird. When I think of tigers, I don't think of Asia, even though they're predominantly in Asia, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's where the crouching tiger was. I think of the zoo, I guess.
They are, the Siberia. I mean, Siberian tigers are in, like, Siberia.
That's a region in Russia, right?
Which is Asia.
Actually, my sister-in-law's brother lives in Mongolia, which I didn't even realize was a country. I thought that was just a region of Asia.
You just thought it was a barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue place. You pick your meat and they cook it for you.
But they say it's, like, negative 30 there, and... Yeah, it's not a fun place to live.
Why would they live there?
He has like some government job where they like put him different places around the world.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You allowed to talk about this?
Huh?
Are you allowed to talk about it?
I don't know because I actually like when I started talking about it, I'm like, are they going to get mad about this? But
it sounds kind of classified. Yeah.
Yeah. There's, I don't know. Cut that. All right. Well, Owen, were you doing something?
Waiting for the next question.
Oh, I thought you were pulling up. Oh. Like, you were really clicking.
I was.
Your computer.
And I'm like, what? I'm not going to show this. I'm just going to tell you guys where to watch it. Maybe I'll show it to you, send it to you after the podcast. I think it's on Our Planet on Netflix, where they show the Siberian tiger, and it's like took my breath away. It's pretty crazy. It's really high def.
All right, let me get the next question, and this one you guys I think will know. Rowan Atkinson.
Who is that?
I picture Mr. Bean.
I googled it, Mr. and Bean it is Mr. Bean.
Kevin's correct. Kevin's correct.
How does that have anything to do with Asian countries?
I don't know. ChatGPT said he's a beloved. He's included.
I'm pretty sure he's like famously English.
He's definitely not Asian.
He's famous for his portrayal of Mr. Bean, a character beloved globally, including Asia. As soon as it starts getting past like five people, it just gives up.
It says the question is Mr. Bean popular in China? It says Bean is hugely popular in Asia, where he is known as Dong Xing, translated as Mr. Foolish.
Very
Mr. Foolish Bean. Wow. Who would have known? Thanks, ChatGPT.
I guess, yeah, it seems like he is wildly popular there.
Such a ridiculous person to be so popular.
Yeah, Yahoo Movies UK. Rowan Atkinson reprises Mr. Bean, but only in China. So he did like a movie that was exclusively for China. I didn't know that.
Probably no one else knows that about Mr. Bean now.
Can you imagine if he pulled up in anywhere like China or something? They'd fucking go nuts.
Last question. This is not a trivia question. What is your favorite Asian food?
That's hard.
I think mine is sushi.
I like sushi, but I don't crave it. I don't think I've ever craved sushi.
Yeah, that is true. I've never craved it.
It's almost just like that was pretty good. It wasn't like too indulgent. Like it's a nice, and it's always like an experience when you go and get it.
Yeah.
But it's not like a mouth-watering food.
I'm counting Indian food in here too.
I feel like I love banh mi's, but I don't think that's my favorite.
What country is
Vietnamese? And then I love Thai food. I love like Asian food my favorite food. There's so much of it in Seattle. It's like the best Asian food, probably in the U.S. I would think. I don't know. Fact check that. But there's a ton of it all over the place.
No, I remember Ben saying that too because. We went to a Thai place and he's like, you got to get like some Thai Fung Fu or something like that. And
that's definitely what it was.
No, it is something like that. But I'm like, what's the normal Pad Thai? I'm like, I've never had anything but Pad Thai. I'm so scared to get anything else.
Yeah. It's that and probably ramen. I love ramen banh mi's.
Yeah.
I've really come around on ramen and I'm going to go with ramen just because it, I like the way it slows me down. It's a nice, well-paced meal as opposed to just like, you know, you get a steak, you just like hammering away at it.
Yeah, like trying to just eat it. You can't eat ramen fast, so it makes you slow. How about just like Chinese, like Americanized Chinese food? I feel like I crave that the most, but I don't like it the most.
I don't know if what I'm eating is super American, though. Like, is it American versions of Asian food? I don't think so, but I'm sure that like actual Asian food over there is definitely different.
Yeah. My parents went to China and they said the food was like horrible. Like it felt like the worst piece of chicken, like the worst cut up of chicken meat you've ever had in their dish compared to, I think, Americanized, where they're basically giving you boneless wings and half the dishes you get, like orange chicken and where it's just fried.
Right.
I feel like Dennis expected a bigger reaction from his boneless wing theory, but I've actually heard it from him before, so I wasn't that surprised.
That is my theory. I think about it every time I eat Chinese food.
I know. You're right, though.
Yeah.
But I can honestly say, though, other than ramen occasionally now, I have never craved Asian food, and I was thinking about it like, if I was having my last meal on death row and they were like, sorry, no pizza today, we have to have Asian, I'd be like, you know what? Just give me the fucking needle.
No way. No, you wouldn't.
You want to give a shout out to Drew about Asian food, Kevin?
No, I don't want to.
You know he's listening.
You guys ready to talk about Shogun?
Shogun? Oh, that's a good accent, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you. So let's talk about how we watched it really quick. So we watched episode 1 of Shogun. I'll start. I watched the first 20 minutes 3 nights ago, and then I completely forgot everything I watched. And then I knew I had to watch it before we recorded. So today around 5 o'clock, I read quickly I read a synopsis quickly of what I watched. I watched another 20 to 30 minutes of it. And, then went to basketball and then got home from basketball, took a quick shower, put on a button down shirt and finished the next 25 minutes. And I literally just finished it after you guys are already probably.
It seems like Dennis's theory is true, but you'll have to tell us if it's wrong. But Dennis is like, this is not a show that Kevin's going to get into. I think that he's not going to have a lot to say.
No, I have a lot to say, and I'll reveal whether or not I liked it or later. But no, I have a lot to say about it. Yeah. A lot of superficial bullshit, but I have a lot to say.
Deep man, no deep cuts.
Yeah, I had a very similar viewing experience to you, Kevin. I started watching it Sunday, fell asleep like 20 minutes in, and then I watched it. There's like 10 minutes while Lisa's like washing her face and everything where I can lay in bed and like pick what I want to watch on TV. So I turned it on, watched another 10 minutes like 2 days later. And Lisa came and she's like, what are you watching? And I said, Shogun. So then we turned on some fucking documentary and I fell asleep within 15 minutes of that. And then same thing happened next night where I got to watch another 10 minutes.
You basically watched the TikTok version of this.
And then I put the boys to bed and I had like 45 minutes before the podcast and watched the last 30 minutes. So okay. Felt like I was watching a 4-hour movie sometimes, but
it was a long first episode for cable network show.
Me and Sarah watch episode 1 and 2 back to back.
Oh, so,
you watch both.
Yes. But man, did they blur together. So,
but don't worry. Don't worry too much about spoilers on my end, but Dennis, maybe you should,
I won't go into any spoilers. Or maybe I will, because I have no clue what happened when.
Was episode 2 a lot? Did you like it better than episode 1?
I was lost. There's so many people. There's such a long like plot line. There's multiple plots going on. So it's tough to really grasp it. So I had to read and follow up quite a bit, which I did most of that today, but I watched it over, I believe, on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, I didn't understand the first 30 minutes of the plot until I just reread like a synopsis.
After reading the synopsis, though, I'm like, shit, this show is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So I have a few thoughts on that. And I was probably going to, this was a note I took later, but I think it's important to get it out of the way now. I think we're supposed to not understand any of the Japanese stuff that's happening. I almost think we're supposed to be in the perspective of this main white character, and we're just supposed to like slowly unravel on the conflict that's happening in Japan. Because it is just, they throw you right into it. They do not, other than like a couple like snippets like of text, they really don't lay out anything for you, who the characters are, who's fighting who, why they're fighting. So yeah. This show has something I've never seen before. If you go to the official FX website, they have like a viewing guide with images.
It's Mortal Kombat.
You
know how
you go like, yeah, you're like, I've never
seen. No, it wasn't Mortal Kombat. it just looked like Mortal Kombat after I put it on the screen. Yeah. I'm like, shit, that looks like when you're selecting your characters.
Yeah. My point being that I think FX knows that nobody's going to understand it right away. So they're like, we need to put together a really solid synopsis with character images so people can follow along. Because I've never seen that before. Like, you'll always go find a synopsis in IMDb or some random blog or forum, but to have the actual official like network.
Yeah, it's similar to Game of Thrones. They would have family trees and full character write-ups on, I think it was all on HBO. And people are comparing the show to be like Game of Thrones from what I'm hearing.
But it's historical fiction. Like, this all actually happened.
Well, supposedly Game of Thrones was like, obviously there was dragons and some mythical stuff going on, but George R.R. Martin based it on that's like a loose based timeline of stuff going on in history, but made up countries, made up a lot of shit.
Yeah, most of the stuff in Game of Thrones happened, especially near the end season.
So, like, I was going to say, all of the other, like, medieval stuff, there's a lot of stuff that he stole that actually happened, threw it into the show, made it his own.
Yeah, I guess that's any piece of fiction where they're like...
But this is supposed to follow, like, really what happened, but they probably made a story about it.
So Dennis,
I don't know if they make up something.
You said your parents went to China. My aunt and uncle are really well traveled, and they did like a trip a few years ago to Westeros, and they said like none of this stuff is like they like none of this stuff is happened.
I actually
that's what I figured.
Went to Dubrovnik, yeah. Which is in Croatia, where they shot a lot of Game of Thrones. Ain't that that's cool?
Thanks.
No problem.
How are the boneless wings in Westeros?
There's bone. Too many bones in them.
A lot of chain restaurants now because of the popularity.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, my parents or my aunt and uncle. Sorry, I'm mixing up my story here. All right, let's talk about episode one of Shogun. And just really quickly, when a mysterious European ship is found marooned in a nearby fishing village, Lord Yoshi Torunaga discovers secrets that could tip the scales of power and devastate his enemies. So that's the kind of synopsis of the show in the first episode. And I just wanted to rifle through all my notes and just get your guys' thoughts.
He found a ship, that's it?
Yeah, that's what IMDb had.
There's more that happens, but that's good. That's what I got when I watched it, I guess.
No, yeah, I mean, I understood the main character, the white guy's storyline, crystal clear. Not that guy, no. Rest of it, I have no clue what's fucking happening. But it did open up with an intro that said, in 1600, the Catholics profited from Japan. Yeah, they never covered that in Catholic school, did they?
No. They don't really cover any of that cool stuff Catholics did.
Yeah. Sounds like we were pretty badass.
The Crusades and I guess they kind of cover that. Or what did they do in like South America?
I wasn't paying attention. I don't know. I know that what they were doing in South America is that Father Bob always was going down to Ecuador and talked about it like half the year.
Like the 1600s.
Yeah.
Like I think they were murdering people and stuff like that.
I'm trying to think like what they covered. I feel like they just covered. What did they cover in Catholic school?
This.
I don't know. We can move on from what they covered.
You know, actually, definitely it's funny. Not this.
They didn't cover this.
I feel like we've mentioned this before, but we were all pretty drawn to Barabbas, and I saw that movie Book of Clarence. I would highly recommend watching that because Barabbas is actually a pretty big character in that movie, and he's pretty sick.
Is Barabbas is the other guy that's like being crucified, right?
Right, he's the one that they release in favor.
Barabbas, everyone's chanting it.
He's so sick.
Yeah, I just imagine him like really jacked.
Yeah, he's kind of like the Stone Cold Steve Austin of the Bible in a way.
That's a cool name.
Oh yeah. Dennis, did you watch this with closed captions on Hulu?
Yeah.
No, I guess there's an option to dub it.
Oh.
Which I'm very interested in. I'm a dubber. I don't care about the, like, once you get into the show for one episode, you could watch the dub the whole way through and you won't even notice it.
Yeah, I would dub this if I knew that was an option. But no, I'm not talking about the subtitles. I'm just talking about the closed captions.
Yeah, I always have them on.
Did you notice that Hulu's are kind of weird? Like, it was very different.
I actually had an issue with Hulu where I was watching Bo is Afraid, that movie, and it was like delayed by 5 seconds, and I restarted it like 3 times. I went to a different TV and it was so annoying for it to be delayed. So I don't know, just an issue. Is that what it was happening to you?
No, it wasn't a technical issue. It was just very different text and formatting. Like I'm so used to like the really normal, really simple Arial font or whatever it is on the black square.
When it was yellow?
It was almost like took up like a third of the screen and was like very like.
I think it's because that was like the show put those out. It wasn't like Hulu service doing the closed caption. Because I noticed sometimes it was black and white, like if he chuckled they would like caption that.
The guy was fucking chuckling all the whole time. So.
There was a lot of chuckling in the close. That's one thing I remember reading. Chuckling.
Really? Because I don't remember a single laugh.
I don't either. You recognize they said chuckle a lot? And they wrote like, chuckled?
Yeah, the guy's like,
not a lot of funny premises in this first episode.
So the chuckle part is
they were chuckling at
them writing chuckle is the funniest part of the show, but I didn't see any chuckling.
It would be nice to have a little comedy relief in the show,
like when they like put the guy in the pot and boil him alive. That was pretty funny,
dude. That was I feel like that's the worst way you could fucking die.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Why did they do that to him?
Okay,
what's you research this, Owen?
A little bit. I was trying to figure out.
So he tasted a human in soup. He loves ramen. Right?
We love this guy. He's gonna taste really good. The guy that you know how Blackthorn, the pirate guy, the white guy, went Tom to Hardy, them, yeah. And they're like, "You're good to Tom Hardy."
I didn't get that vibe.
I didn't either. But okay. He was basically like, "I'll let him live, but I'm going to kill one of the other guys." So basically, I don't know if he just did it for fun or was doing it to just show a power move. I mean, they peed on this guy's face and they boiled the other guy alive. I think they're just trying to claim dominance and show that, like, don't fuck with us.
Great creative in their ways of torture. Right,
but it seems like for some reason they want to keep this guy around, maybe because they like them.
Yeah, I almost feel like it's like an even thing. That seems to be in their culture. Like, we must kill one to keep this guy alive or whatever.
Right, and everything has like a certain level of value, and it's like that baby has no value to us, so kill that instead of this lady who has a little bit of value.
Yeah.
It is crazy that opening scene the guy speaks out about the count. So basically it's like a ruler died and these people are trying to take over the throne to be Shogun. And the dude speaks out like to protect his boss. For like 1 second, they're like, "Oh, we got to kill your baby now. Like, you disrespected this guy," sort of thing.
Yeah, he said he'd stop us. I feel like we're getting ahead of ourselves. We're jumping all over the place.
Okay.
Let's dial back a little bit. When we are first in that ship.
That was my fault. I got off course, and I think that Dennis just wanted to rattle off what he remembered from the show. This is like, I remember one good part. Let me throw this out there.
Dennis is like, "Do you guys remember that scene in Poor Things?" I got a lot to say about Poor Things.
I watched the show, okay? I'm trying to make sure you guys know that.
But no, we're on that boat, the Erasmus. When you first see Blackthorn, are you thinking, Jon Snow ripoff?
I didn't think he was going to be a big character.
I didn't either. They almost like kind of made them like too ugly to like.
They were very ugly. They were very homely looking people on that ship.
Could you last on a ship for 2 years?
Totally. No question in my mind. If somebody bet me to lay under the bed for 2 years and would like feed me, I would do it. if there was an obvious compensation involved, like if they were like, "We'll give you the same salary that you're making right now, but instead of going to work, you just have to lay under your bed from 9 to 5 every day."
Dude, that's sad. Kevin, you need a new job.
No, I love my job.
But no, you don't. You want to lay under a bed for 2 years straight and you'll be okay with it. No basketball, no potting, no nothing. You just get fed the same, but make the same money.
No. We lost Dennis, I think. But I want, when he comes back, but while we talk about the zone, I want to say that let's say somebody was just like, "You can live your normal life, but just from 9 to 5, you got to lay under the bed."
Okay, I got you there. I think a lot of people take that instead of working. They'd be like, "I could just do this." I also think that a lot of people be like, "Man, this is fucking boring. Can they at least have me do something a little entertaining?" But I get it now.
Okay, but also if somebody offered me like an insane amount of, Dennis, we're still on the under the bed thing. If you,
sorry, my internet like went out for a little bit.
If somebody gave me like an insane amount of money, I would do the 24/7 under the bed for like probably $10 million for 1 year.
Okay,
to live under a bed, no way.
$10 million 1 year. You got 1 year out of your life, and you're living the rest of them.
You'd could go live, fucking insane. Do you realize you'd go insane?
He's got $10 million. Who said he's got no communication?
Yeah, people can come visit. I can watch movies, oh. Sit on the internet. I'm just under the bed.
I mean, but that's how is that the equivalent to a boat where there's just like 10 guys, nothing else to do.
They didn't have internet back then. What else were they doing?
Yeah.
I guess surviving.
Catching
I mean,
scurvy.
The one dude was so fucking bored he killed himself, the captain. The opening scene.
If only he waited a little bit longer, he would have been okay.
An hour later.
All right, can I ask you guys this question relative to the plot? What was that ship doing? Do we know? Or
it got, so it... they were. It was a ship with – there was five other ships that were originally with them with like thousands of men that were trying to go trade with the Japanese.
Okay, it was like almost just like a capitalistic voyage. And
yeah,
they just,
got
okay.
lost. They lost some ships, and they just couldn't find their way.
I thought they were going there. They're English, and mm-hmm. Japan has only been like there's little Portuguese camps because they try to spread Catholicism, and they're going there to basically destroy those camps.
They're going right because they were Protestant.
Protestant, yeah.
But they were going for trade too. So like yeah, Portuguese has gotten a lot of the trade, and then they got a lot of trade from Japan, and then they were stealing Catholicism everywhere.
Yeah, and I didn't get any of that from watching it. It was only from when I read the synopsis, like did not understand that at all.
So basically blow up the relationship between the Catholics and the Portuguese Catholics and just establish their relationship with them. Got it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So then all that stuff happens with the boat or something. And then we kind of first see the samurai culture. I have two things it made me think about. One, did it make you think of the Ninja Turtles movie with the samurais?
The only thing that kind of did is when they were walking down the steps and it looked like they had on tabbies. Do you know what those shoes are, Kevin?
I think I do.
It looked like they were wearing tabbies, which is like those really, I think they're... I don't know who makes them. I forget, but they just splits up the first toe and the other ones.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Which is what these were ended up. And I remember the Ninja Turtles. I think that their feet were like that, but that was just because that's what they were like in Japan.
So you were thinking about the
tabby shoes first. I was like, oh, they got tabbies on. No, they're really expensive shoes made by Margiela. That's who it is. It's really like they're designer shoes.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Dennis? So the Ninja Turtles sequel from the 90s was all like set in like ancient Japan.
Oh, the sequel? I've only seen the original one. I've never seen the sequel.
I think they go back in time. All right. And then my second question, pop culture related. Is this era what Milan was about? I've never seen Milan.
It's China.
Isn't that Italy?
It is. No.
Milan, Italy?
No, you're thinking of Milan. I'm talking about
going
Milan.
Moulin Rouge.
Oh, it's got tabbies and designer shoes on his mind. No, I'm talking about Mulan. Like, let's get. I'm not allowed to sing on this pod. Everybody calls me out when I sing.
George is the only one that's called you out.
Let's get down to business to defeat. Okay, so they're trying to defeat the Huns.
That's
I guess
China.
That's not what this is about. Okay,
China.
All right. The next thing that really stood out to me at the beginning, there was like a really good score. Like really good background music, like not of the era, like just like a cool like 80s synth soundtrack. Did you guys notice that at all?
I didn't.
No. I like that though.
I am going to rewatch and I'll get back to you on that though.
That was from my first watch like 4 or 5 days ago. So maybe I'm completely senile about it, but I do remember there being like really good music at the beginning. But then the next thing that really got me kind of locked into the show was that scene where they're like in the, I would describe it as like a yoga meditation room. And they're basically having like this intense conversation, but they're all in like crisscross applesauce, like just like peaceful meditation, but they're basically threatening each other's lives. And I'm like, this is Japan in a nutshell.
It is Japan in a nutshell. I feel like a lot of sitting on the floors, talking about some serious stuff, being very proper and like structured.
Yeah. Even the most intense, important dialogue, it like you remain calm and peaceful, and I thought that was like, okay, this show is really, really unlocking something here. They're really doing something cool.
Have you guys sat on your like that way in a while?
Can't do it.
Yeah, like my legs fall asleep within 2 minutes. How do people do that?
Dennis, that's pretty impressive. I don't think I could sit that way. So if you're going 2 minutes, good job.
Crisscross applesauce?
Yeah, that's a true dad of really small kids having to sit on the ground with them like that.
Oh, yeah. It's I don't know how people do that. Like, you, other cultures, they have no chairs around their dining room table. They just sit on the ground.
Yeah, it's because they do it all the time. That's how their muscles go. They probably get uncomfortable sitting the way we do.
Yeah.
I literally cannot get into that position and last for more. I've done yoga and they always are like, all right, now everybody sit like this and deep breath, and I can't do it.
You can't cross your crisscross applesauce on the ground.
And sit there for more than 10 seconds? No.
Oh, wow.
Good job, guys. None of us said Indian style.
I didn't even think about it. I guess I'm woke now.
Kevin, I do agree, though, that I like just looking at that room and how clean everything looked. And because you're like 1600s, imagine like the U.S. in the 1600s, like what a house looked like and how probably
the U.S. in the 1600s. It was before
America.
Yeah. Probably not that nice.
Yeah. And just how clean everything looks there. I mean, it looks like you could easily punch through the wall like he does. That's what I imagine with the paper walls.
I don't remember him punching through the wall.
It happened.
Pretty cool.
It was when he was like imprisoned, and then he just, at that point, I was like, why doesn't he just walk out?
Yeah.
You get right through the door.
You don't have to lift your arms, just like walk through the wall.
Yeah. I love it, though. I think it looks so nice, and everything about Japanese culture, I'm pretty big fan of. I want to go really bad to go visit.
Same. It's on my short list of destinations. I would just love to go to like Tokyo or Kyoto and do karaoke.
There's got
to
be a lot of
it comes, isn't karaoke come from Japan?
Yes.
Ding ding ding, 100 guns for you.
Kevin, do you know what was going on during that scene where they were all sitting in the room? There was like the four leaders and then he was sitting on the other side.
I kind of followed it for a second, but I forgot. Can you remind me quickly?
So Dennis said earlier that the leader or the king died, and then his son is too young to take over as kingdom. So they're kind of all pushing for like who's going to be next. And the one guy that was singled out is kind of building up an army or some type of force to like try to take it. And those other guys are like, what are you doing? You can't do this. So they normally would sit in a circle, but instead they kind of sat on a board and were like, you can't do this.
Almost like a courtroom, but Japanese style.
Exactly. And they're just saying that he's like, we're going to get you for treason because he supposedly stole the king's wife and like held her hostage. And like, you have to give her back or you're going to be killed. And if you don't do that, if you do that, you still might be killed. So they were kind of like reprimanding him, trying to figure out how to move forward, and four against one. I think this guy is just trying to bulldoze him and take over everything.
Yeah. Couple of things. I don't want to dig too deep into like what actually happened because that's what the smart pods are for. Because I think we could unpack that out. We can unpack that for like hours.
That's not even smart. That's literally just what happened. And I feel like we need to get that across. Synopsis.
And two, just I'm just rifling through my bullet points about the episode, so feel free to chime in with anything.
Dennis
like really.
So, Dennis was so right. This is for Kevin.
No, I hang tight. Hang tight. My next question for you guys. What's up with the bald haircut? So why do they all want to look like Larry David?
And why is it the guys that are lower ranked, why do they have that? What happens when they get higher ranked? Do they start losing their hair?
Did you research this? I need an explanation, and I haven't researched it.
No, I just I don't know what it is.
I love it. It's nice. Nice to see.
I could fit in. I could be one of those guys right now. No problem. I'd be like, oh, shave the middle of my head. Thank you. Now at least I fit in.
Maybe it is a reverence for the elders. Like it's like, hey, like
no, I got it.
I like my theory better.
Okay, they did it because when they wore the samurai helmets, it held it in place better during battles. So the younger people are actually fighting, and they do that for their samurai helmets.
Damn, why don't they just get an adjustable cap, ball cap.
Yeah. Fitted. Or yeah, just a fitted, like a 5950.
I'm wearing a hat right now. Don't have that problem at all.
Right.
And that thing defended a few samurai swords. Like when they chopped the guy's head off, that would have blocked it.
I think
Owen's
so.
Wearing a beanie, Seattle style. What's the weather there?
Seattle weather.
Give me a number.
It's like 40s, 50s. It was actually clear today, so not rainy.
I have this developer from the Philippines, and I talk to him like almost every day. And it's all.
What are you doing to him? You have him. Where are you storing him?
I got him just developing. He's in the shower developing. He's going to be a great football player.
A Filipino guy. Gonna be a,
I'm developing him. He's like a Pokemon. He's going to evolve soon. No, but every single conversation is, oh, how warm is it there? And he tells me like it's 20 degrees Celsius and I have to look up the difference. And I go, oh, it's, 20 degrees Fahrenheit here. And he's like, it never gets that cold here. And I'm like, what? It never gets that cold there? That's our conversation every day.
It's called small talk.
That's the number one small talk conversation is weather.
Yeah, but not with a Filipino guy.
That's true.
I challenge you to dig a little bit deeper with this Filipino guy next time you talk
to
him.
Oh, actually, have I told you? This guy's a what's that documentary you watch where you hold your breath and deep sea dive?
No, he is.
He does this, yeah. And he's seen the documentary. He's gone like 60 meters. Oh, like,
wow.
Man.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And so he goes and trains for this every weekend.
Did you tell him about the podcast?
No, I didn't. I didn't get there yet.
It would lose a lot of power, a lot of respect.
I already think too many people know about this podcast, and they never do. So I can't talk about it.
There was one random thing around this part where I noticed what I thought was a subliminal graphic pop up. And I don't know if it was maybe just a lag in my internet, and I didn't go back to look at what it was. But you know what I'm talking about, like a subliminal graphic, like in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or Willy Wonka movie, like they showed like little clips of like butchers or like animals getting butchered to like make you feel uneasy, but so fast that your brain processes it, but your eyes process it, but like your brain doesn't.
That happens in that movie?
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Willy Wonka's chopping up. At least that was like a theory. Yeah. Yeah. I think like during like one of the scenes or something, like maybe that boat ride in Willy Wonka.
I was going to say the only time they could do that is probably the boat ride.
I think it like famously was like, they threw some subliminal imagery in there.
Yeah. Okay, which image?
I don't know. All I know is at some point during this, I had a weird moment where I noticed one, and I haven't researched it. It could have just been a glitch on my Hulu, but I swear.
I think those are called ads.
Yeah. And
was it the Charmin bear like wiping his ass?
All right. Well, that's a good segue. I wanted to ask you guys about your Hulu ads. Do you have ads on your Hulu?
Yeah.
I do, but they took forever to come on, I feel like.
At one point, they did an ad for Shogun while I was watching Shogun. I'm like, what? Why? Why are they doing this? Is it just to make me like feel better about watching it?
Oh, and I did notice that, too. It took like 30 minutes for them to come on, but then the last 20 minutes, there was like three ads.
Yes, because I was like trying to rush and watch it. Yeah. Dennis. Yeah.
So what was the subliminal ad? Do you know it?
I'll have to research it because I don't know. I didn't research it at all. I just
it's
swear
probably
I saw
just the girl taking her shirt off.
Oh, I did like that scene.
Kevin, I hope that theory's true because it would make the show a lot more like there's some weird sci-fi element to it.
I swear they just did it to like make you feel uneasy at some point. I'll have to see on Reddit like if anybody else saw that.
A guy dressed as Neo shows up.
All right, before we get back into Shogun, Owen, did you get any political ads? It's political season here in Ohio, and I got some weird political ads on my Hulu. Do you get those in Seattle?
I had the best ads. The greatest ads you'll ever see. No, I don't think I did.
Yeah, I don't think they show them to you as much. I think Dennis and I are just kind of conditioned to getting them so frequently that we
swing
them out.
That's swing state life. I think that there's the money spent in Washington is a lost cause.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess it was probably all political ads. I don't pay attention to them at all, but or a pharmacy. There was a lot of medicine ones too. pharmaceutical.
You guys get a lot of gold coin ads.
I've seen those, but that's only if you're watching like Fox News or
Live
some PD. Old person Fox show. News yeah, loves Live PD. Pushing seriously. gold coins. It's very funny.
It's or yeah, like a, or they sell these shirts that are like protect your right, like gun right shirts.
All right, I have a just kind of a what do you call it in baseball when it's like an easy question, a layup, a softball question for you. All right, so now we're back into the show, and they're talking about, or they kind of go to a female character. So, and I was just wondering, would you guys sacrifice one of your kids? Owen, let's start with you.
No.
Why not?
Why wouldn't I sacrifice? Sorry, I was responding to a text when you asked that question. My delayed response is probably bad. Why? Why wouldn't I sacrifice? Like, why?
If the Lord asked you to do it.
Oh, so okay. So if that guy you're talking about the one guy's for like I don't even know what they're called. Soldier stood up for him, and he's like, "I'm gonna kill myself, or I'll stop my family bloodline." So.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I'd kill one of my kids or myself. I'd be like, lock me up. I screwed up or kick me out. I'm not going that far. It's not that serious.
That's the right answer. Dennis, what about you?
No, I'd probably kill myself first.
Wow. Applause.
Yeah, I already lived 33 years.
That's not a lot of time.
That's just when Jesus was getting started, Dennis.
Dude, literally. It's not, there's not much time left, though. Dude, all these fucking actors die at like 65 to 75, which is crazy. And they have a lot of money. And they don't have the best health.
No, I don't know. Who are all these actors you're talking about? Name 20 and then name 20 that are alive. That's a lot. Name 5. I don't think you can name that many. There's so many more. There's so many more alive than there are dead. You're focusing on the negative, Dennis. Patrick and that's Swayze. Not good for you.
That guy died like 15 years ago.
Michael Jackson.
15 years ago.
That guy had a lot of problems.
Richard Black, or who's the guy?
Richard that Lewis. He died at 76.
Yeah.
Average
that's 41 years from now, man.
I know that is. It is. I think about this too, Dennis. That the lifespan, average lifespan for U.S. like male is 75.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a pretty long 33 for me. If I can make it another one of these,
40 something.
Dude, it's flying by though. Like
it's flying by too, Dennis. I think it's also Kevin. Once you start being responsible for kids, things change too. Because you're like, holy shit, you're in baseball right now. I remember fifth grade, and you're like,
yeah,
holy fuck, that was 20 something years ago. It's like 20 years. What's 20 years from now? And then you're like, holy shit, it starts.
That's
going
what
really
it is.
Fast.
It's like I'm like Freddie's at the age almost where my first memories, and I'm like. Damn, he's actually starting to remember life, and I remember those things, and I feel like it wasn't that long ago.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. Also, I think about this a lot, that your perspective of time just gets shorter and shorter as you get older, because the years slowly get shorter, because like when you're 5, a year is a fifth of your life. So like that year is so long. But like as you're 33, it's like you're every year is just getting progressively slower in your mind or faster in your mind.
So profound.
Yeah.
I just ripped that off from somebody else.
It was good though. I agree. It's how it's going.
And I think the difference too is when you're little or when you're older, you're always looking forward to something in the future. And like you have a timeline where when you're a kid, it's just like, what are we going to do fun today? Like what? I want to do something fun right now. There's no like,
hell no, dude. I was looking forward to my birthday. I was looking forward to Cedar Point. I was looking forward to winter break.
Like
I felt like I was looking forward towards more things then than I am now.
Really?
Yeah, I was always like, what are we like? I can't wait for this to happen. It's like you'd make chains to count down the days till Christmas.
I didn't do that.
All right, let's get back into the show we watched. Just a few more questions on my end that I think kind of will just encapsulate this first episode, because I don't want to spoil everything in this first episode. So my main thing is, what'd you guys think of this Blackthorne actor? He kind of grew on me.
Yeah, he reminded me of Tom Hardy, if I haven't mentioned that yet. But he's like, almost like Bane. I've got the ship.
Once they gave him the haircut, it made me like him a lot more.
Yes, his hair. I didn't notice it. I thought those were two separate characters. I was like, who is this guy? It's like, how long has he been in there? It took me the whole entire episode until the next one. And then they're like, that's his ship. I'm like, oh, that's the same guy?
They did do a good job at making him look very like sickly. Like they've been on a boat for fucking two years.
He looked like shit on that boat. Everyone there looked just so gross.
But then they showed him cleaned up, and I'm like, this dude's like pretty jacked. Like, no way you'd be that jacked on a ship. No, like, no, you're not eating any food. They said starvation.
You'd be thin. Maybe rail thin. Dennis, do you know what he's from? I looked him up. He's in a few other things. Nothing really that I had resonated with me, but he's in something you really liked.
What is it?
Raised by Wolves.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, dude, he is ugly. Yeah,
I do remember him from that. That's where his voice sounds familiar.
I just looked him up. His name's Cosmo. Cosmo Jarvis. This is a guy that needs to wear glasses all the time. If he had glasses on, his face would look normal. He looks weird.
I don't know. I really liked him, and he's probably my favorite part of the show so far. So.
Oh, my God. What is this guy? He looks crazy.
Yeah, put glasses on him. He looks normal. He looks like someone I know. I have my glasses off. Do I look weird,
Kevin? Oh, wow. He does look weird. He looks like he's half black.
Cut that.
Oh, not weird.
Yeah, half black people are weird looking.
But no, like, I mean, he's just
not white. Kevin's
I say that's weird because, like, his character in the show is obviously not half black. Like, that would be.
He's portraying
like a white Englishman.
It is very weird. Like, some parts I'm like, he looks like a handsome guy. And then other pictures I'm like, this guy is ugly as hell.
You know who he reminds me of? Is the guy from Split.
Yeah.
The guy that's...
We all know.
Yeah, that guy. We're the guy.
Figure
the
out
guy
his
from
name.
Split.
Well, I really liked him, and I think his character is what's going to keep me.
Yeah, they're going to make him look way more handsome, by the way. I think they probably casted him to be like, we need a guy that looks really fucking ugly sometimes, but we can make him look good.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like he's going to be end up falling in love with, like, the guy's daughter. And my guess is he's going to look more and more handsome.
And yeah, he kind of like ascends to royalty in this culture is almost what it seems like is headed.
How tall do you think he is and how old? What's your guess?
I just saw a picture. He must be 5'8".
No, he's got, oh gosh, he does look kind of slender. Six foot.
And how old?
34, because I'm looking at his Wikipedia.
He's 5'10".
Why would you say that? Swoons again.
He did give it away. I was going to guess.
Yeah. Sorry. What were you going to guess, Owen?
I think 34.
Owen's never wrong about those things, so you know he would have got it.
Did any other... 5'10". Okay, that's not even worth asking
and
a question
about.
So it's
5'9", my height, then.
That is the Kevin, good point. That is not worth asking a question. You only ask how tall someone is if they're weirdly short or very tall. 5'10 is the most middle of the road height ever.
It'd be like, guess what type of mammal he is. Come on, he's a human. You're wrong. did you any other character stand out? The only other character I loved in it was the Spaniard, because he reminded me of Puss in Boots.
I liked him too. He reminded me of from Game of Thrones. Who's the guy? The sword fighter guy that gets his head exploded, crushed. I'm so bad.
Say her name.
Yes,
Amy Mattel.
Yeah,
raped her.
Pedro
Pascal.
Martinez.
Pedro Pascal, is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like turning into my fucking mom. I can't remember fucking anything.
Dude, none of the Japanese characters stood out to me. They all, the only thing I noticed about them, none of them really looked that Japanese. They all looked like they had, like, they were like half Japanese. Did any, like,
no, but I agree with you, Kevin. When I first watched, like, Japanese, I think is the one Asian culture where they can be 100% Japanese but not look fully Asian, which sounds like we probably need to cut that because I don't know need me talking that way. But it is. It's true. There's like a guy that looked, I was like, that guy could pass as a white guy. But he's 100%.
A lot of these guys could pass as white guys, I guess is what I was thinking too, Owen. Like, they, you could put them in a, as a white character in a movie and like you wouldn't even bat an eye.
I wonder if that's the case back in the 1600s.
Hmm.
You know, I don't know.
I didn't know they had guns back in the 1600s.
Guns came from the Europeans. I think, right? No, they came from the Catholics.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, Europeans. They had ship. They had the shit on the ships. That's Kings. Where they came from. Yeah. Europeans.
What did you guys think of the religious conflict between the Protestants and the Catholics?
They got to calm down, man. that's it. Like, it's not that serious. You don't need to go to war over it.
It is kind of crazy. Like, what is the difference? Like, we're Catholic. I understand. There's probably just stupid, like, traditional things that are different. Or you're like, Jesus didn't die on a Friday. It was a Wednesday or something like that, where it's like a little bit. But the main idea is all the same. But it's like the fucking nuances of, oh, I think you can get divorced. This is what I remember from grade school. Protestants, the king's like, I want to get divorced. And I'm actually Catholic. So I'm going to create a new religion where you're allowed to get divorced. That's Protestant.
It's almost something to latch on to. Just like, I use a Yeti tumbler. Well, I use a Stanley tumbler. Fuck you.
Like, it's just, I guess, like, it's like, yeah, Browns versus Steelers. It's like, they're so fucking similar, but you have to act like you hate each other because you have so much in common.
And then there's not enough other things to distract you that you go to actual war to create your own entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bolder claim. I think they were fighting over, like, land and... Okay.
They don't want that.
All right. Well, my last question for you guys is, and I think this is what really kind of sold me on the show, was the, like, setting and cinematography is obviously beautiful. Like, I hate to call it Twin Peaks-ish because it's so different than Twin Peaks, but it's just like the rainy, woodsy, like, setting is so cool.
Yeah, it makes me really want to go to Japan, and that little lake town or whatever that they initially, the boat initially goes in, looks amazing.
Yeah,
I want to go there.
You know, you guys can come visit me too. We got trees, forests, rain, water,
and actual Twin Peaks setting.
Yeah, why don't you just come out and visit?
I know.
Well, we have to get something on the books, Dennis. Maybe by Dennis is gonna be pretty busy the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's over.
Might be going to Charleston.
Oh, cool. Who lives there? Weekend. Who are you visiting there? No one?
No one.
You should watch a little Southern Charm, Dennis. That'll get you ramped up for Charleston. It's a good show. On Bravo.
Is it reality?
It's a classic Bravo show, yeah. But it's
I'll watch it.
I love how we got into Southern Charm. You'll like it because I learned about Charleston. It's like the hub of Peter Pan syndrome, where all these, like, grown men want to act like kids. So, like,
I didn't know this was a syndrome.
Yeah, Peter Pan syndrome.
What is, like, a party town or something?
Yeah, it's like a party town, and it's a city where I think, like, the demographics shift in favor of the men. So it's like 60% women, 40% men. So, like, these guys are just like playboys, and like they can get away with like being like playboys until they're like 50 years old without anybody questioning it because it's so competitive.
You got the math wrong, right? 60-40 or 40?
So 60% women, 40% men. So men have a lot of power.
Decide on what girls.
Yes.
Kevin is pitching his Bravo show called Peter Pan Playboys. The Boys of Charleston. I'm interested in it.
You should watch it because these guys are like 45 years old and they act like us in like freshman year of college. It's a pretty good show, Dennis. What were we talking about before that? Oh, Shogun.
Kevin lit up. His face was happy.
All right, let's talk about our final thoughts on Shogun. I liked it. It's not a show that I am drawn to naturally, but just after diving into this first episode and the Blackthorn character fascinated me, like, it's going to be a little bit of effort for me to continue watching this, but this would be a great show for me to watch with my girlfriend, and I could see myself continuing it with her. And I think the subbed thing, Owen, is really going to make it a little bit easier for me.
Don't quote me on that, but I heard that it exists.
No, yeah, I looked at the closed captions, and that was one of them.
Dubbed option?
Yeah.
If I can get a solid dub version where I can occasionally look at my phone and research something or just zone out, I'm all
right. That's the biggest thing. It's like during the show, I want to just check on something in the show, but I can't do that. And it's like, shit, I got to remember that or I have to pause it.
Do you ever realize like you are doing that and you just subconsciously picked up your phone and you're like scrolling through something and I'm listening to the show and else. You're like, wait a minute, they're speaking a different language. Like your brain thinks it's still understanding what they're saying.
Oh,
No,
I end up on like three different apps before I get back and be like, oh, fuck, how long was I on that? I have to rewind a bunch.
Yeah.
I am going to continue watching. I'm going to rewatch and dig into the show because I want to watch this start to finish. Just like how Game of Thrones, there's the people that watched it from the get-go. I don't want to be behind. Yeah.
I feel like doing this podcast made me a lot more interested in it because I actually get now what's happening. And I think I would have just, if I went from episode one to episode two and I had to wait a week, I probably wouldn't have gone back. Plus episode two was amazing.
Yeah, I just feel a little invested in it now. Yeah. Like I want to see it through.
Yeah, I agree.
So we are a Shogun podcast now. Next episode will be season two, or episode two.
All Shogun.
I would run out of things to talk about if we covered more than one episode.
It's hard being three white guys talking about Asian cultures for a while.
It's just also hard to like dig that deep into a show and talk about it. Like you really have to like scrape at barrels.
Yeah, it's
especially you got to know what's going on is the big thing. It's like it's hard to, this show is going to be tough to follow. There's already like 18 characters that you have to know their names of, and they're not.
Yeah,
I mean that's not how, your normal normal names either. It's not Jimmy, Joe, Bobby, Johnny,
there's Chad, Cliff.
I guess that's what made Game of Thrones easy. Jamie Lannister and like
they were kind of easy.
Jon Snow.
Yeah,
I forgot to say that I really loved the way they tied it all together at the end with the just talking about Japanese power, and it's like, it's not the loudest guy in the room that has the most power. It's like the person who like keeps their heart closest to their sleeve kind of thing. I thought that was a really, really cool way to end it and very relatable to somebody who loves to talk.
Kevin, I think you would love at least the first few seasons of Game of Thrones.
One of these days I'm going to do it.
It's
one
a
of these
political
days.
Drama, basically. And it's the same sort of thing, like people, the power for the throne and they say the same sort of stuff.
You have to submit. You have to commit so much time, though.
Well, my plan is I'm just trying to get mono. Where I'm just like, I'm just out of commission for like 2 or 3 weeks with like a sore throat because of mono. So I've just been making out with everything.
Sure, your girlfriend loves that comment.
Yeah, that won't go over well. She'll never make it this far in the podcast. All right, what are we watching next week? Are we watching Ghostbusters or The Godfather, Owen?
Oh shit! I had to make the decision, didn't I?
Yes,
I've never seen Ghostbusters. I've never seen Ghostbusters.
I've only chose that to try to get something that will, because the next Ghostbuster movie comes out 2 weeks from today. So
did you see the Ghostbusters that came before this one, Dennis?
No.
Did anybody ever? I don't know anybody who saw it.
No, the one with the women.
No, there was one that there's a Paul Rudd one and the kid from Stranger Things.
Right. So Paul Rudd on here? I haven't seen that.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there, like, hey, thanks for listening.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram, and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars. Yeah. That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there any...
Go.
Yeah, if you're you're listening,
just cut what I said and put it on there. Method. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.